From North State Public Radio, I'm Ava Nora Grove with your headlines for Tuesday, September 24th. The general election could be consequential for Chico politics. 4 city council seats are up for grabs, which has the potential to significantly change the makeup of local government. NSPR spoke with Chico residents who are active in city politics and asked about any changes they'd like to see.
It's only at the local level where you can actually know the people who are involved, you can actually pull them aside and try to have a conversation, and you can actually elect people that you know. And so I would say that I'm 74 years old. This is probably the most contentious and important election in my lifetime. And the importance that we place on the national elections and the state elections is no less important locally. In fact, I would argue that it's more important. So I would say if you don't participate in elections at any other level, deciding what your ideology is and who reflects that ideology is probably the most important thing that we can do.
What I've noticed is happening is they're doing more and more closed-door sessions, which excludes the public. We never hear anything of those discussions. And that is the highest form of disregard of the people that elected them, and they've been doing that regularly now for longer and longer periods and more items on their agenda. You know, things that could be in this public sphere aren't. It's been a long time since we've had a city council that was really positive. You know, even in the last days of the last progressive terms, there was a lot of disunity on the city council. And I think these group of people, if they can get in and if they can have the majority, I think we're going to see a lot of collaborative, creative, and focused work on Chico's problems. You know, we're going to be addressing them in a really thoughtful way.
The whole city of Chico, no matter if they're progressive or conservative, I think most people are tired of the secret city council meetings. They're tired of the expensive sweeps. They're tired of the freaking ice rink that takes money away from paradise. Like, I think most people are tired of this city council. So I have a lot of hope that this will, city council will flip. Even if it doesn't, I feel pretty certain that at least one person will get in there, and just one more person can make such a huge difference.
That was the voice of concerned citizen and Chico native Rince Ives, as well as attorney Rob Berry and peace and justice volunteer Chris Nelson. They spoke with NSPR's Alex Stutson. In other news, the city of Chico is calling for volunteers to serve on a citizen advisory committee. The committee will review funding applications for local agencies providing social services in Chico. According to city officials, members will also review grant applications and make award recommendations to the city council. Residents do not have to have experience writing or using grants to apply, but it is preferable. Applications are due October 11th. Find a link at mynspr.org. And the site's reservoir project in Colusa County cleared a major legal hurdle Friday. NSPR's Ken Duvall has more.
Opponents of the reservoir had filed a legal challenge claiming the project violated provisions of the California Environmental Quality Act. But an appellate court upheld an earlier ruling denying that challenge Friday, according to Governor Gavin Newsom's office. Newsom last year signed a law aimed at expediting court decisions on infrastructure projects like the site's reservoir. It would divert and store water from the Sacramento River in wet years to augment the state's supply in dry years. If built, it would be California's eighth largest reservoir. The legal challenge was one of the few remaining obstacles facing the project. If the reservoir receives final approvals, construction could begin as early as 2026. For NSPR News, I'm Ken Duvall.
Yellow fever mosquitoes have been detected in Colusa County, according to the Colusa Mosquito Abatement District. The mosquitoes are invasive and can spread diseases. Aedes aegypti, or yellow fever mosquitoes, are capable of transmitting several mosquito-borne viruses, including dengue, chikungunya, Zika, and yellow fever. According to reporting from the Appeal Democrat, the county's mosquito abatement district is currently evaluating the extent of the infestation. The organization has set traps for mosquitoes in areas where the species has been found. The paper reports officials are urging the public to be vigilant of standing water on properties, in small containers like plant pots, bird baths, or discarded trash where mosquitoes can lay their eggs. Officials say the county is no stranger to mosquitoes. As much of the district is agricultural and wetland, there are often large quantities. They told the paper yellow fever mosquitoes have been found in many areas of the state. However, the viruses they are capable of carrying are rare in California. And in other news, an event in Yuba City this weekend will raise funds in memory of a teen killed by a drunk driver in 2019. The annual 10 Fun Run will be held in honor of Alec Flores, who was killed while he was walking to school. Flores was an athlete, and donations collected at the event will raise funds for youth sports scholarships. Participants will walk or run 10 laps at River Valley High School's track on Sunday. A $10 donation is suggested for individual registration. An additional donation can be made for lunch tickets and t-shirts. And finally, PG&E customers can now monitor their energy use from an iPhone. The company says customers' accounts can now be connected to the Apple Home app to show their weekly and daily use. It will take approximately 48 hours for usage to appear. The feature will work on Apple products such as an iPad, Mac, or Apple Watch. The company says it hopes monitoring will help customers keep costs down, especially during peak hours when customers are billed for their use at higher rates. Rates in general have risen this year, with costs set to increase again, starting October 1st. And those are your headlines for Tuesday, September 24th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, head to our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Eva Nora Grove.